All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing this morning in Os Mem Aleph, in Tzidkas HaTzadik. So remember, again, yesterday, we started the very beautiful idea by Reb Tzadik, namely the concept that through Emunah, a person is able to save themselves from Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achirim. So Reb Tzadik spoke about the idea that the first Dibra, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which many of the Mefarshim struggle to understand, what exactly is the meaning of that mitzvah? What is the commandment of Anochi Hashem Elokecha? So Reb Tzadik understands, like many, that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is the mitzvah of Emunah, the mitzvah to believe in the Ribono Shel Olam. And when a person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and remember, Reb Tzadik spoke about the idea that belief takes on a couple of different forms. Number one, that ultimately, again, it is the existence of God that allows for the existence of everything else. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of all, and the Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. If a person goes ahead and has this emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so ultimately, again, this saves one from Anochi Hashem Elokecha, this saves one from Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achirim, of worshipping other gods. And he spoke about the idea that this worship of the other gods, Avodah Zarah, people worship many different things, even though technically speaking, the only God they worship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easy to deify many things throughout the course of life. But if a person is solid in their emunah, it keeps them on the right path. So Reb Tzadik goes on, he says, Ki Amru Chazal, it's actually on page Tzadik Gimel, in Mimbi Uriah Chasidus, on the left-hand side, the last couple of lines. Ki Amru Chachaminu Zal, Asa Mitzvah Achos, Mosrin Lo Malach Echad. So we'll see here, Reb Tzadik begins something really interesting. Because after all, Chazal say, quotes over the Medrash Tanchuma, that if a person goes ahead and performs one mitzvah, Mosrin Lo Malach Echad, they give him, he is provided with a malach. He's provided with a malach. Shenemar, ki malach avitzav alach l'shmarcha l'shamro min amazikin. I'm going to say, what's the point of this malach that I'm given? What's the point of this angel that I'm given after I go out and I do a mitzvah? This malach, this angel, saves me from harm. So we'll say, if we take a look in the footnotes here, in Shin Samiches, so he writes something very interesting. So re'ei ma shekasav abinu b'sichas malach yasharis, asa adam achas, Mosrin Lo Malach Echad. If a person performs one mitzvah, the Ribono Shel Olam, he is given one malach, he's given one angel. Asa shtei mitzvos, a person does two mitzvahs. Mosrin Lo shnei malachim, ultimately a person is given two malachim. V'chulei, u'b'tanchuma sham esayim, in Medrash Tanchuma it writes, u'mi hein hamalachim, what are these malachim? Right? What are these angels? Eilu shemeshamrin osa min amazikim. These are the angels which save one from all harm. They see me from the mazikin. Machr is the fun of Omer. Tnu kavle tamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefisha kola olam kulo mali ruchos umazikin adkan. So it's such an incredible medrash that when a person performs a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a malach. A person performs two mitzvahs, two malachim. And what's the role of these malachim? They protect me from danger. That's their job. They protect. So the more mitzvahs I do, the more malachim I have to protect me from the dangers of this world. Perish, shekal inyanei ha'olam he maleim dvarim hamazikim nefesh mikol tzad. Now, both this is Reb Tzadik on a deeper level. What the Medrash is trying to convey to us is as follows: the world is filled with spiritual dangers. Just the nature of existence. The world is filled with spiritual dangers. Hatov kasha yishtamish l'ratzan Hashem. So he goes on, he says, that essentially what this means is as follows, on a deeper level, the world is filled with spiritual dangers. How do you combat the spiritual dangers of existence? By surrounding yourself with holiness and purity. It's interesting, sometimes in life you could go ahead and negate or remove the dangers, and sometimes you just have to manage the dangers. So at the end of the day, the world is filled with these dangers that I can't take them away, I can't remove them. The best thing I can do is I can manage them. And how do I manage the dangers of this world? By surrounding myself with malachim. By surrounding myself with holiness and purity. So the more mitzvos I do, the more Torah I learn, the more I bolster myself spiritually, the more I surround myself with this angelic protection, the better armed I am to deal with the challenges of this world. That's what Tzaddik is saying. So we'll say, so watch where he takes this. So if you turn the page to Tzaddik Dalet, he says, Vihine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshalem, Schar Al Kol Mitzvah, Midah Kineged Midah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, I remember in general, there's a concept that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs his world with a degree, with Midah Kineged Midah, reciprocity, Kfi, God bless Ha Mitzvah, Kach ba mida yigadal gam schara, ubechein kol hamitzos kiblu bnei Yisrael miyakadosh baruch hu shaliach. Suppose listen to this. So the Baruch Hashem runs his world with mida keneged mida. So when it comes to the mitzvos, how did we receive the mitzvos? How did we receive the Torah through a shaliach? Who was the shaliach? Through an agent? Who was the agent? Moshe Rabbeinu. So we receive the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, umemela. Gam scharon hu ma shenimtzar lo osa mitzvah malach shomro. Supposed to listen to this. This is so incredible. We received the Torah through an agent, through an agent, right? Through an agent, and therefore what? When you do a mitzvah, when you learn Torah, you are rewarded through an agent as well. That's why again the Medrash writes, when I learn and I do mitzvahs, I'm given a malach to protect me. That's midah kenegen midah. The Torah was given through a malach. Malach also means not just an angel, but an agent through Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, the reward for Torah mitzvahs is also given through an angel, given through a malach that is sent to protect me when I learn, or as a result of my learning, as a result of my mitzvahs. But watch this. However, v'ulam mitzvahs elu. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now, while it is true that the Torah was given through an agent, that's true for everything but what? The first two commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, and lo yeh lecha Elohim achirim, you shall have no other gods. That was given through the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Therefore, Rabbi said, Mida Keneged Mida demands that the same way that those mitzvos were given through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too their reward comes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Watch this. He says, Hare Shamu Kol Yisrael Mipi HaGvura. Klal Yisrael heard these mitzvos through Hashem. The Gemara says, L'kach Bishar Masha Adam Mekayim Es HaMitzvah Shal Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, the reward of Anochi Hashem Elokecha listen to what a beautiful idea this is. So it says Rab Tzadik, is Mida Kinegin Mida. So Mida Kinegin Mida says that's what. So remember, let's trace the progression here. We have the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says, let's change the previous progression. Rav Tzadik says that when a person fulfills the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah of Emunah, ultimately again, they are guarded against Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Achirim. Which again, I will say is a very logical and intuitive idea. So if I bolster my Emunah, I protect myself from falling prey to false gods. Whether those be theological false gods, whether they be material false gods, the stronger my emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the more I am able to guard myself against lo yeh lecha Elohim achirim. That's Aleph, part one. Part two, Medrash Tanchuma. Every single time a person does a mitzvah, they're given a malach. Person learns Torah, they're given a malach. What's the role of that malach? That malach is there to protect me from the dangers which are filled in this world. Rabbi said the world is filled with dangers, spiritual dangers, material dangers, all types of dangers, emotional dangers. And so when I learn, and when I do mitzvahs, and I bolster myself with holiness, I am given angelic protection against those dangers. Where does that come from? So Rabbi Tzadik says, that's Mida Kineged Mida. What's the Mida Kineged Mida? The same way that Torah was given al yidei a malach, Right Torah was given through a Malach. Who is the Malach in this case? The Malach was Moshe Rabbeinu. So just as Torah was given through an emissary, given through a messenger, so to what? So to again, so to the reward for the mitzvah, for Torah, is also given through a Malach as well. The Malach ultimately, again, is given to protect me. However, the first two mitzvahs of the Torah, which were not given through a Malach, which were given through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the reward or the protection from those mitzvahs comes from the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Therefore, again, when I fulfill the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and I bolster myself with proper emunah, the reward from that mitzvah does not come from a Malach. The reward for that mitzvah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, again, a person lives a life of emunah. A person bolsters their sense of emunah. At the end of the day, the protection then does not come from a Malach, but the protection comes from none other than the Ribono Shel Olam himself. Midah keneged midah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Elokecha, gave me the prohibition of Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim. If I bolster myself with proper emunah, the Ribono Shel Olam, not a Malach, it's not a Malach who's sent to guard me, it's not a Malach who's sent to watch over me, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo ba'asmo. When I bolster my emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu stands by my side, ready to help me, protect me, and help me engage in Lo Yelecha Elohim Acherim, in fighting off the false gods that are around us at all times. Right? But we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with this incredible Yisod. Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Shkoyach.